WTIV.
Good morning and welcome to the Dr. Leslie Show. We are your bridge to wholeness in body, mind, and spirit. Folks, we've got Nathan back with us again today. I'm so excited to have you, Nathan.
Good morning.
And by the way, I have been divinely guided to invite Nathan to be an ongoing co-host while he's in America. Now, for those who didn't tune in last week, Nathan has an amazing story, and our title around that story is The Gift of Giving, because Nathan's life has been a life of giving. He's understood the principles of giving, even innately, I think from childhood, and started giving in an incredible way when he was very young. Nathan, give us the quick overview of that story.
The quick summary is that 14 years ago, I started giving by contributing to a young girl by the name of Joy's education. I was brought up that education and giving is really important in life, so I did that for 14 years. We lost touch over those some time for about 4 years. And then Joy found me again via Facebook, through social media, and we reconnected. After a few trials and hurdles with visas and trying to get out to Uganda, I finally did that in August. And as soon as I saw her out there and I gave her first hug, I knew she was the one for me. And second to the last day while I was there, I asked her to marry me.
Woohoo! So, incredible story. Okay, so Nathan is here with us for about another, 40-something days?
I think, it's about 40 days of the countdown.
Oh,
yeah.
Approximately 40 days, 20 hours, and 36 minutes, and 50 seconds.
Yeah.
So, Nathan's counting down the days to be back and to have Joy with him, his bride-to-be, mm-hmm. in Uganda, Africa. So, quite a story. Nathan's going to be going to Africa himself and being there for a while.
I'll be there for about 6 months, and we'll be continuing to build the foundation of, that we have, the Fearless Education Foundation, and trying to build that up even more and helping more kids get educated.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, listeners, we're going to go a bit further into that conversation today, and we've got a few special guests that I'll leave on hold for the moment. You're going to be surprised by our surprise guests that show up as we move through the show, but we're starting by going back into that conversation. The gift of giving. Now, as we start the show with holistic living, I want you to be aware that giving is not just good for your heart. There's actually been research that shows that giving is good for you, okay? It's nice getting things, sure, but one's health increases from the act of giving, not receiving. According to a paper published by the American Journal of Public Health that may soon find its way into lessons from parents everywhere, here's the quote, "We found that when dealing with stressful situations, those who had helped others during the previous year were less likely to die than those who had not helped others." This is a researcher from the State of University of New York at Buffalo. Why? The answer is almost philosophic. Helping others reduce mortality, specifically by buffering the association between stress and mortality. This was written in the American Journal of Public Health. So, understanding that when patients were observed who were in very highly stressed and life-threatening circumstances to health, those who had actually been giving to others in the previous year had a higher rate of survival. You know, and it really makes me wonder if they didn't actually have more of a sense of desire to live. You know, if they didn't have a stronger connection to the value of their own life and the people that they have yet to give to, that they have yet to help, you know? And there's just a sense of blessing and value to your life that increases when you are giving to others. What's been your experience with giving, Nathan?
My experience with giving, and I think anyone can feel this emotion, is that as soon as you give with no expectations, you know, with no expectancy of something coming back to you, that you'll feel great. Emotionally, you'll feel great. You'll feel that, I think you just exude happiness because you know you gave. And I'm not just talking, you know, when you're at the counter and someone asks you if you want to donate a dollar to some fund. I think it's a little bit more than that. I think it's where you have to take that stretch, that that stretch that you're going above and beyond rather than just, oh, it's an easy gift.
Okay, so you got to feel it.
Yeah.
You gotta feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If it's just the extra change in your pocket that was gonna go into that jar that sits for the next 15 years, it's not gonna really make a difference
I think emotionally it doesn't make a difference. Of course every dollar, every penny makes an impact in someone's life for any donation, but I think when you know in your spirit that you're going above and beyond, it just brings a whole level of emotion and gratitude that comes back into your life.
That's so awesome. Can we talk for a minute about trust here?
Mm.
Because, what occurs to me is when we stretch ourselves to where we feel it a little bit, we almost feel like, oh, gosh, a slight stretch in our comfort zone to give to another, aren't we then activating the energy of trust?
Yeah.
Right? That's a faith-based.
Absolutely faith. Yeah, I was going to say faith. It's trust and faith. And when you have those two in works, that it just activates the laws of the universe where it's just going to come back to you.
Mm.
I think multifold. I don't think it's just, just in the same way it came back. It's going to come in different areas of your life.
Awesome. Awesome. So, folks, this is about changing the dynamic of what's happening in your life by starting to stretch mm-hmm. outside of your comfort zone, start to activate that power of trust and faith to where you're not feeling so completely in control. Mm-hmm. A lot of us are feeling, can I just say that control is an illusion anyway?
Yeah.
folks? You better start trusting, because our little minds are not taking control of what's all going on here, However, we can align with the divine and be in the flow with what's happening. And certainly this is one of the principles of being in that alignment, of being an openness to give.
Right. And I think sometimes we as humans, we try to take control or create a situation, and then we're not aligned. So we're trying to do our own will or our own way, what we think is right. And we try to take control of every situation. And then we don't leave room, or we're not open to opportunities that could be already there by the divine. And just, we have to walk in and have that faith and trust.
Yeah, isn't that awesome? When we don't have a plan and we just allow for the divine plan to show up and be an openness for that, certainly there's a less sense of security for the fearful little mind. But if you move into your heart and allow for the divine guidance to be showing up there, we can just sit there in the not knowing and feel that total faith and trust of what's coming up. This is where Jesus, said, "Not my will, but thy will be done," which is more like, not the will that my little fearful mind is thinking about, let's figure this all out and what would be fun or what would make me feel safe, but the higher will that actually, it ultimately is our will anyway. It's such a blessed life, isn't it?
That's a great example, because if you think about Jesus's life, look how much control or power he had when it came to healings and miracles that were taking place. He could have done anything, but yet he still said that line. He still quoted that and said, "Not my will, but yours."
Yeah.
That's powerful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. As example, to let go of the little thought and allow for the greater plan to show up. Mm-hmm. And so, speaking of thoughts, this is just carrying on with that bit of information about the research connecting our sense of giving with our health and well-being. It's the thought that counts. Simply contemplating generosity boosts your immunity. How do you like that one? When Harvard students watched a film about Mother Teresa tending to orphans, the number of protective antibodies in their saliva surged. Did they have little testers in their mouths while they were watching that? I'd be interested to see that in action. When the students were asked to focus on times when they'd been loved by or loving to others, their antibodies stayed elevated for an hour. And in another study, the brain's pleasure centers lit up when people made check marks next to a list of organizations to which they wanted to donate.
That's right.
Okay, so get that. You are in harmony with your own beingness, and you're in harmony even with your body's health and vitality when you are focused not on getting for yourself, but giving to others.
Yeah.
And, I know I mentioned this once last week. I've heard it said that when you're giving with an anticipation of getting back from that's actually investing. That's not giving.
Yeah.
So unconditional giving is knowing that, you know, life will provide, that the divine essence, that which we call God,
right,
will bring forth abundantly every need, and we just give out of unconditional giving, not to say, okay, I'm going to give this and I expect to have twice as much within the next 2 weeks and it better be in the bank account. You know,
mm-hmm.
If we're giving out of kind of a manipulative ploy to work life to get back, it's not quite the same spirit, is it?
Right. No, it's not. And you bring up a great point when you said earlier where the brain's pleasure centers light up. When they light up when you have a checklist. And that's so true. Even when we have our goals written out, we talked about that a little bit last week. When you have your goals written out, your pleasure senses in your mind start just activating. And that starts going out into the universe. And when you are filled with that energy of giving, or when you're donating to organizations, and you have your lists, that's when you're starting to see that all come back to you, just because you're putting it out there.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Okay, so what is it? What's so magical about writing something down, or, you know, crystallizing it more than just having a thought like, oh, yeah, okay, I'd kind of like to give something to World Vision. What makes it even more special to have it written down, and or even with your plans and thoughts?
What? Well, I think what happens, we have many thoughts. We have so many thoughts in a day that we don't even recall them all. You know, we can't remember them all. But the thing is when you're writing down, I used to call it like success juices, where it starts in your mind and it works all the way down your arm and all the way down to the paper. Today we have that technology where we have the, you know, texting, or we can write on digitally. But I think writing out your goals is much more powerful.
Okay, by hand.
By hand.
Holding pen in hand. Do you guys remember how to do that? You know, that thing that has a point on the end and a ball that has ink rolling through it? Yeah.
Yeah. I think what happens, it just activates you taking a specific thought and putting it onto paper. Specific.
Okay.
Not just a wish and a hope, but it's a specific thought and a goal that you have, and putting it down on paper just crystallizes that.
Awesome. Mm. And I have to say that I personally believe that our manifestation abilities is very tapped into that as well.
Yeah.
I'll just give my quick overview of one of my many journeys into being the divine spring of creation, is that I wrote a cosmic order for a relationship, and I wrote that down, the qualities of what relationship I wanted, and then I actually wrote every letter of each word on top of the other and made like an energetic symbol of that. I learned later what power that has.
Wow.
But 5 days later, I met the man who's now my husband. So I have my heaven-sent dream relationship. We've been married for our 1 year anniversary was like 6 weeks ago, and it just gets better and better every day. The best relationship of my life. Why? Because it came from heaven.
That's right.
I didn't go on eHarmony, which fill out the list, match me up. Where should I go to meet people that are like-minded to me? No.
Yeah.
I said, here's the qualities, divine essence, God, all that is.
Right.
Bring the right match.
That's
and you know what? You know, that infinite source knows the math of it all. You know what I'm saying? Right,
yeah,
down to the exact .0017.
Yep.
You know, they know the exact mathematical match. They get it accurate. You know, we might think we know, but I'm telling you, when you turn it over to the divine, that's when the good stuff comes.
Absolutely.
Okay, folks, we'll be back with you in just a couple minutes. We're going to take a quick break. Hold on for more at the Dr. Leslie Show. Welcome back. This is the Dr. Leslie Show, your bridge to wholeness in body, mind, and spirit. Listeners, we're opening up the whole party to you now. Okay, we got a few more folks joining the show, and I want you to know who they are. So in the room, sitting with me and with Nathan, we have Maudie Fowler and Gail Hunt. Now, Maudie was born in the Netherlands, but has settled in North Carolina with her family, and she is what's called a mystic messenger. Maudie listens to the whispers of angels and provides people choices and information through angel whispers. So Maudie's giving guidance to folks, okay? There, she's helping be, again, that communication line between earth and heaven to help you tap into higher guidance when you've lost touch with that from time to time. And then Gail Hunt has been traveling and working with Maudie, being a support person in this ministry, and they have co-authored several books as well. So they've got a lot of exciting gifts to bring forward to the show today. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you, Ms. Leslie.
Yeah, we're so happy to have you. And then not only do we have Maudie and Gail, who are going to be speaking with us at more length here shortly, we also have Jill Mattson on the phone, because we are going to have, you guys, this is going to be the board of experts with a discussion group on giving. Okay, so we're exploring this more. And by the way, if you have something that comes up, if you have a question, or guess what, a little bit later in the show, if you would like to have an angel whisper conversation with Maudie, go ahead and pick up the phone, and you can call in to ask about that at 704-553-1370. Again, that's 704-553-1370. Okay. You may be in line for a minute, but just hang on if you need to wait, because we'll get to you. All right? Now, Jill Mattson, we are talking about the gift of giving today. Now, we were just talking about the actual physical gifts that show up when we give. I was surprised myself to find out. I just knew there had to be somewhere, but I hadn't heard or read about it before. The research that shows our actual physical health improvements when we're living a giving life. Living is giving. So I'm gonna give one more little piece about that, okay? There's a post, and Nimark are two doctors who wrote another scientific study, and they demonstrate that unselfish love can enhance your health. For instance, a Wellesley College psychologist named Paul Wink did a study at the University of California, Berkeley, that followed 200 people every decade since the 1920s. Giving during high school correlated with good mental and physical health across their whole lifespan. So you know what? Nathan really kicked his life off to a good start by doing all that giving he started even when he was 14 years old. And I know before that, you were going outside the box, going beyond the call of duty even to the folks you were delivering papers to.
Absolutely.
Okay, so givers experience these benefits regardless of the warmth of their families. Okay, so no matter what kind of background you come from, if the people that were in the study who gave while they were in high school, who were giving, you know, generous giving to others people in high school, benefited every decade after that of their life. Okay, other research says that giving correlates with lower teen depression and suicide risk, and with lower depression among the elderly. So when we're young and when we're old, and you know what, even when we think that we've got it worse than everybody else, the best thing we can do is turn our focus away from our perceived need or wound and focus on that of others and give to them. There was a study I read about that said those that had pain who gave and focused on helping others with the same amount of pain had a decrease in their perceived pain by 20-30% just by focusing their attention on helping someone else.
Right.
You know,
excellent.
We actually feed the problem when we focus on it, because our thoughts are very powerful. They're energy creators. So when we are thinking, stinking thinking about our own plight and feeling bad about life, which we often do when we focus on ourselves and on the negative, we're feeding that. When we're focusing on giving to someone else, we actually lift ourselves up. Because you know what? You have to feel a relative sense of abundance to give, right?
Yeah.
When we stop ourselves from giving, we tend to feed a consciousness of lack that says, I don't have enough to give.
That's
I don't
right.
have anything to give, right? And so even when we have very little, to give to someone else helps to give us increase, even in our own consciousness. We feel...
You know, Leslie, you know, we think with these scientific studies that this is kind of like, you know, a new revelation, but it's really extremely old. There's references to it in the Bible. I always remember this phrase. It always kind of stuck in my craw because I read my Bible so much. Mm-hmm. And it basically said, to whom much is given, more will be given. And to whom has little, what he has will be taken. And at first glance, I remember thinking, wow, that's mean. But it's talking about those studies. What that parable is talking about is that giving is an energy. When you're gracious and you give love and you give this abundancy, it's an energy that resides within you. And you receive more because you're giving. So no matter how much you have, as long as you keep giving, it's like putting money in the bank, and the bank is you. And if you're worried about yourself and thinking, oh, I can't, what returns to you is I can't and I can't have, and there isn't enough. And so even in the Bible, they're referring to that. And it's not just, you know, the ancient Hebrews, but all across the board. For example, the Hindus have a whole path to enlightenment, and it's all about giving. It's like it's a path to heaven. And I've noticed, I ran charities for about 25 years, and I noticed that people give in different stages. Like some people would give to the charity and they say, okay, here's your donation and here's what I want. And I used to get a little uppity and think, oh, well, this isn't giving. And after a while, I realized, yes, it is giving, but people give. It's like it's not a black and white thing. It's not like you just give. You can give a little bit, and then you learn to give more purely. It's an art. And so first you give, and you want something back. Second, you give, and maybe you just want appreciated or loved back. But when you finally get to the high test, giving, you just give for the sheer joy of it. And it absolutely transforms you. And it's like, think of a coin, like a quarter or something like that. Half is giving, half is receiving. Whatever you give, it's an energy. And like energy attracts like energy. So it comes back to you.
Okay, so this would fall in alignment with what we are being is what comes to us as well. So if we are being the giver, then giving comes to us. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, yes. And then you can make a habit of it. And that's what the whole path in the Hindu religion to God is, to become a habit. Because once you do something a lot, like giving, then you start to do it because it's a feeling, it's a frequency, it's an energy state. You feel it, and then it comes up subconsciously, and you don't even think about it, and you're just constantly giving. And that's why I did those healing flower symphonies, because in ancient times they said that sometimes the mere frequency of something is a more powerful way to gain a habit. So I composed the healing flower symphonies, and they're at jillswingsoflight.com, and there's some free ones there if you sign up for them. Anyway, but what the idea is it is a frequency, and you can capture that with vibrations and sounds, and just listen over and over and over again and start to get these virtuous habits. And they are so powerful and so transforming.
What an awesome gift, Jill. Now notice that Jill is giving to us because she's offering us these free MP3s. Thank you, Jill, for demonstrating, for walking your talk and demonstrating what we're talking about. And what an amazing thought, okay, that we can speed up the process of retraining our habits, okay, our energetic, and I'm going to say our neurological habits. Mm-hmm. We can start to help reprogram into new habits by the use of sound as one tool to help speed it up. Mm-hmm. So these soundtracks actually help bring in the essence of pure giving into our field.
Giving always feels the same. Of course, it feels better and better the better you do it, but it always feels the same because it is the same. And the more you do it, the more you're a giver. Think of yourself as an empty vessel, like translucent essence. And every time you give, it's like you put a little drop of jeweled water inside you. But you need to fill up your jar.
Wow.
And that's done by many givings. And, you know, people think like, you know, oh, okay, I want to be famous, I want to be well-known, or I want to be rich, and some big famous person's going to pick me out of the crowd and pull me up. Uh-uh. You give to everybody, right, left, up, down, bottom, everybody, and then they will lift you up. It's like, and even they say, oh, you can't take it with you when you die. But when you love, when you give, you do take it with you when you die, because it's your soul.
Yeah, you've expanded a soul, hey. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. So, Jill, when these soundtracks actually bring through this frequency that helps us entrain to the frequency of giving, does that also, I mean, my mind keeps on thinking there's got to be trust or faith tied in with that. Because when we are feeling afraid, when we're in survival mode and in kind of defense posture, it seems impossible to have a readiness to give to someone else. So do these tracks kind of help people move out of defense,
yes,
into safety and a feeling of being able and abundant and secure enough to give to others?
Yes, because, and again, I study antiquity, and they have those wonderful things that are kind of mind-bending, and I recreated them. Like the ancient Greeks had their whole medical system, much of it, on catharsis, meaning that if you're really terrified, and I play Yankee Doodle Dandy, you ain't going to get brave. I ain't going to cut the mustard. Because you got all this crap inside. And that's why people listen to sorrowful music, is that it stirs their garbage, their crap, their negativity. And yes, you do feel it. But it loosens it. And then you must recognize, you must at least acknowledge your sorrow to release it. And we're all full of all kinds of stuff. And so when music makes you feel a little sad, what you need to be is open and have the intention to release, to let go, and feel it, and let it go won't kill you. Mm. It's just a second. And it may kill you if you keep it.
Right. Right, because that blocked energy, unexpressed, undigested emotion stored in the body will turn into, eventually,
right,
distorted physical function or illness.
Yeah.
So interesting to hear you say that. Go ahead. Oh, well, I want to put in a question on that real quick. Okay,
yeah.
Just this is a little aside. So for those people, you know, I know some really good-hearted, most incredibly loving people who absolutely love angry music. Okay, so would you say that this is when they listen to angry music, music that's holding the frequencies of anger, is that helping to loosen within them, helping them to get in touch with their own anger so that they can heal it, so that they can feel it and then heal it? I mean, what's the positive step that can bring?
Let me say this, though. Music and sound, I've crafted it for healing, but it can be used for positive and negative purposes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're really angry and you want to be angrier, listening to angry music actually feeds your anger. If you're a beautiful person and you're listening to angry music and you're just kind of observing it and watching it go, yes, it does release anger within. And I also need to say two other things. One is that we have things inside that we have no idea. Like I can feel the energy going out when I listen to my healing flower symphonies.
Mm-hmm.
And I have, unfortunately, most of the faults. But one of the few things that I have where I'm really strong is I'm very patient. Yet I release impatience, and I find that odd. And it's just that there's things that are hidden with us. And I also think that at this time, that many of us are releasing for those who can't. Because there's some days, it's like I just feel like I fill up full of negative stuff. I put on my music, release it, and process it, and let it go. And I sometimes think that many people who are on the path today pick up a little bit for those who can't.
Okay, so we're being surrogates to help the clearing on the planet.
I believe so.
Awesome.
And so this clearing, you know, like listening to these flower symphonies, I've been doing it for years. and much to my embarrassment, I mean, there's always a ton to clear.
Pretty
embarrassed. Like,
the onion skin just keeps on having layers. We keep peeling and peeling and peeling and peeling. Well, we are. Thank you for helping us all, Jill. And by the way, since you have such a gift of patience, do you mind kind of tapping in and clearing some of my lack of patience? Do you have an MP3 that helps to?
I do.
Okay, what's the name of that one? I gotta know.
It's called Impatience. The flower Impatience. Yes, I do.
That's got my name on it right there. And so, hurry up already. Hurry up. Come on. Yeah. So
I will send it to you. And if you want to play a clip sometime for everybody in the audience, that would be cool too.
Okay, listeners, did you hear that? Because we are going to play a part of Jill Mattson's clip on Impatience next week for all of you, and even for those who are around you who you would love to see be more patient. Just call them into the room and turn up the radio during the show next week. Okay? They don't have to understand it. It works anyway. Oh, Jill, blessings. Thank you so much for joining us today and bringing again your incredible wisdom and insights. You have such a knowledge of the ancients and the present. Just love how you can bring us the understanding from then and now. Thank you so much. And thanks for all that you're bringing to the world. Again, your website is
Jill's Wings of Light.
There.
Yeah,
Jill's Wings of Light. Is that J-I-L-L-S?
Just
wanted to make sure we spelled it right. You guys got that? Jill's with the J-I-L-L-S, wingsoflight.com. Go and experience the MP3s that she's created and gifted to the world. Thank you so much, Jill. We look forward to having you again.
I'm healing the world one song at a time, so sweet music to you all.
Thank you. Blessings. Okay, so Maudie, I would love to hear from you on through your journeys and connecting with heaven and bringing through the angel whispers. What have you noticed as far as heaven's communications about giving in life? Have you noticed the angels directing people in a particular way to get more benefits from life as they focus and give to others?
Oh, definitely. It is such a beautiful journey to actually introduce this world to people who are going through severe hardship, because that way they will be able to look at a different journey and open up their hearts and their minds. And I listen to both of you and Miss Jill. Beautiful voice, beautiful way of looking at life. And it's what Nathan also said, it's activating, the different way of how angels work. And that is the positive energy that flows through people. That way of giving is actually the happiness that comes from within. So the angels around us, who I pick up on, are then sharing this with the people who are put in front of us. So activating that beautiful energy with positive ways, that is the happiness that actually already comes from within. If that's not within yet, then people have the choice to be open for it.
That's beautiful. So how did your story begin as far as you bringing and being the giver of these gifts to the world? How did you start your path of giving these divinely guided messages and direction to people who are looking for that in life?
Oh, thank you for asking, Dr. Leslie. This is how it happened. I grew up learning that I was different. And so around me, with the people growing up, my friends, when they got into difficulties as fighting with each other, I became the peacemaker. And usually the peacemaker has a different way of putting in a corner, and people go on, and you're kind of like there. And I felt that, growing up, I thought everybody was like me. Come to find out that, it's just a different story. So when you're gifted with this gift of knowing what other people don't, for me, it's then to understand and find out, okay, how do I handle this, what I have different, and how come I can hear and you all can't? So growing up with listening to Beautiful Whispers is when people are going through hardship at some point in time, they are not open to listen to positive messages and positive news. So for me, I needed to learn from the older people, and in the way that my mom taught me, you know, you have to learn to pray to listen. I can't see, I can only listen to those who are not here and to those who are the angel whispers to me. So how to understood and how to understand that is to learn from the wisdom from all of the older people. And that brought me to the seven elements of the intangible gifts to obtain, as in love, honor, respect, patience, courage, forgiveness, and belief. Once we learn to have that big love inside of us, then all the positive ways are coming to you, if and when you'll be able to find the courage to maintain, to keep that. And see, you both, Nathan and Dr. Leslie and Miss Jill, beautiful ways of actually learning how to create patterns, habit formings. I love Miss Jill, the way she explained it to the people. Her voice is so beautiful. I pick up on voices.
Mm-hmm.
So voices for me is their book opening up and showing me the pages, and it flips real fast. So with my gift to listen to the angel whispers is to understand the beauty of the people.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, as I look at the qualities, the seven elements that you speak of in your book, I'm holding this beautiful book, folks. It's called Angel Whispers, and it has a picture of feathers on the front of it. When I opened it up, there was this big, gorgeous white feather inside the pages. How beautiful. This is, again, Maudie Fowler and Gail Hunt, who's the co-author with her. They're both here together with us. So, Maudie, what I was wondering, I was noticing that element number five is courage, and I thought, you know, it seems, were you thinking
that,
Nathan?
That's powerful.
Uh-huh. Hello. It's the vibe in the room.
Yep.
So, that actually there's courage tied in with giving.
Yep.
Isn't there?
Absolutely.
Definitely.
There.
And see, when you both are on one frequency, it's when people feel that, the energy field gets powerful, and that's where great minds think alike, right?
Absolutely.
So courage is usually for us to find the willpower and the self-love. And that's, I always say, the mother of courage, as courage is the mother of willpower and self-love. Once you have that and you learn to master that, then you will be unblocked by that fear, because fear can block you from making decisions. Fear can block you from so many things, and we need to eliminate that by totally giving ourselves to that courage. Once we step into those courage shoes, that has to be supported by strong faith. Strong faith. So nothing goes without faith. Faith has to be there. And when that faith is there, your courage will open up. Last night when we had that, we met for the first time, Dr. Leslie.
Yes, just so listeners know, I went to, in fact, Maudie being here today was just divine intervention, because last night I met her at a little home group meeting where she was bringing through individual angel whisper messages to people in the room. I'd never had an experience quite like that before. And met these ladies for the first time and said, oh, I have to leave early because I got to finish getting ready for tomorrow's show. And then we got into conversation and went, oh, this is the rest of the show. So I was like, just so you understand, folks, I am, and I would kind of apologize that we're not posting far in advance what our shows are going to be, because it's just shown up that way, that if I were to tell you a month ago what we're going to do today and we're following that structure, that is such old energy.
Yeah.
Like, whatever was inspiring, you know, to think of this date a month ago has so changed by now. This is, we're working in the now.
Exactly.
You got it?
Exactly.
We're letting, when we are trusting,
right,
and having the courage even the night before the show going, I don't know, you know, and just allowing for the divine to bring in that perfect thing.
Yep.
And I guarantee you that if I had made a plan 4 weeks ago and had the topic and all my stuff up for it for today, it wouldn't be nearly as inspiring and as great of a blessing as having this particular group here and having Maudie Fowler being able to speak with us directly from the angels.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's usually how things are put in our path. I usually say sometimes in life it's not the path that you take, but also the trail you leave behind. Mm. And when you leave the trail behind, people always know where to find you. Mm-hmm. You see, and that's so beautiful. And on the topic of giving, oh, I listened with big heart here. On the topic of giving, for the people who are listening, sometimes we people live too much with expectations when you give. Mm-hmm. And see, that's what we have to actually pull away from, because living with expectations is usually living with disappointments.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So when you have that in your mind, you know, leave it up, like you both addressed it, leave it up to the universe and let it come on back to you, because that's divine and that is the angelic way. And then when it comes back to you, you are not expecting, because love, inspiration is love from above. And when you throw it out there, it comes right back to you without nothing to be expecting.
Mm. Mm. Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. Thank you for that awesome sharing. Listeners, we are going to take a break here for just another moment. When we come back, we're going to be joining again with Maudie Fowler, the angel whisperer who actually connects like a telephone line to heaven. If you would like to connect with her and ask a question about your own life, we invite you to call in now. The number is 704-553-1370. 704-553-1370. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back. This is the Dr. Leslie Show, your bridge to wholeness in body, mind, and spirit. We are all about oneness here, folks. And I just want to remind us all together that we are connecting right now with this soul community that is global. We are reaching over 90 countries now. We have listeners joining us in this minute. Just feel them. In 90 countries around the planet and in all 50 states in the United States. How do I know this? Google Analytics. Thank you. Because why? Because you folks that are connecting through the internet, to be honest, I cannot say exactly who and how many are connecting in locally on our local broadcast station in Charlotte, North Carolina. But for those of you who are outside of Charlotte and or have chosen to listen to the show through your computer on our website, which is bridgeholistichealing.com. Don't forget, we're on bridgeholistichealing.com on the radio page. You can always click on that blue arrow at the top right corner and come into WGIV live on the show from 11 to 12. If you miss the show or another show that you'd like to hear from the past, all of our previous shows are posted there. So we have a whole archive of free shows for you, MP3 files that you can download and listen to on your own devices or straight from your computer. So know that that's always there. But we are joined by all 90 plus countries now and 50 states in the U.S. So feel the love of this connection. Notice how we are bridging cultures. We are bridging geography. We are bridging belief systems and religions, knowing that underneath all those layers of the onion is one core seed that is the same in us all. We all are of that same essence, the God above that is above all, in all, and through all, resonates through every one of us, and the information and energy of that essence is available to each one of us. Just reminding you that you have all the gifts that are available for anyone on the planet. It's just a matter of peeling the layers enough for those gifts to be fully expressed. And obviously, we have a special guest here, Maudie, who has had a gift of connecting with and sensing communication from the non-physical planes since she was a child. So she had this gift already awakened in her quite early. It doesn't mean that it's not something that you also have access to. It's just a matter of activating and coming into alignment with the gifts that are instilled in all of us. Now, we have on the line Sherry J. Sherry, thank you for joining us today and calling in.
Yes, thank you. Hi.
Hi, Sherry. So Sherry's one of our local listeners here in Charlotte, and Sherry, I'm going to put you on with Maudie and let you have a direct conversation with her.
Hi, Maudie. How are you?
Hi, Miss Sherry. How are you? I'm fine, thank you.
Fine. Good. I have a question in regards to being a mom and having so many other angels around my children and trying to not compete, but make sure that everybody's in line with so many different personalities and keeping things in order. How do you find time, or how can I separate trying to work with myself and the things that I need?
Well, as you made time to speak with us, I refer to myself as us, heaven, and me, because nothing comes from I.
Okay.
It's when you need to make time for you on other times in a Sherry time, okay? Give yourself uptime. I never say downtime, because it's a positive world with uptime. We upload ourselves with positive energy, and we rethink, reprogram, recharge, redo, renew. I can go on and on. But everything that you need to look into, Ms. Sherry, is a Sherry time with you. No matter how you're going to see that, it is whether you give yourself 5 minutes or 10 minutes like you do now. That is so very special. And again, we go back to that powerful faith and that powerful you.
Okay.
With the children and many people around you, okay, when you are putting yourself and creating that positive energy and a positive mindset, that actually projects upon the people around you. So the angels around you will help you create that environment through you. Now, you also have a very powerful lady around you who actually is, I'm not too sure if she's connected to your mom, but
okay.
I'm not too sure who goes by the name of May.
Well, there's two. One would be Marie. The other would be Monty, which is my grandma on my mother's side. Both are grandmothers.
That's her. She actually is so much around you, and the youngest grandchild. She also wants you to see, I'm so excited. You're going on a trip. Where are you going to?
Yeah. I actually am going back to take care of my parents, which I do every 6 months. Yes.
Okay. Now, she also shows me, and it's going a little bit rapid. The other lady wants to actually join the conversation, but she, I have to put her a little bit on hold. Who makes me emotional, and I don't even know you. That's how I speak with people in different countries.
Oh, boy.
Can you imagine? But anyways, you're such a beautiful lady. Your heart is so in the right place.
Oh,
and please keep the door from the past closed. And move on to the future. Only look back at happy memories, and that's what she was wanting you to know. And say that again. Where were you going on that trip?
To New Jersey. And the women that you're referring to are, I take care of my parents, and it's the mothers of each of my parents.
Are you seeing Helen?
Yes. Sorry?
Are you seeing Helen?
I don't understand. What do you mean?
Are you seeing Helen? Helen or Ellen?
Eleanor. That's her name, Eleanor. Her daughter is who I'm referring to. That's my mom.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be an interesting trip. Please do know, okay, that you're there for a special mission. And once again, this is a beautiful world where heaven is helping you to move on with your mission. You do good. You're amazing.
You have voice to hold on 1 minute. I have to scream. I'm sorry. I was overwhelmed.
It's okay, Miss Sherry. We love your heart. Heaven acknowledge you for what you've done.
Oh.
And again, you left a trail behind. So continue to do heavenly work here on earth as your loved ones from heaven are doing earthly work from heaven. So thank you for who you are and who you continue to be. Peace be with you. Love be with you. Thank you.
And thank you. And continue your blessed work. Bye, Dr. Leslie.
Blessings, Sherry. Did you have one more thing?
Well, they keep
Sherry, there's one more thing. Like they're going, wait. We've got more messages from heaven that just can't wait.
Okay.
Yes. The youngest child or grandchild, who's that?
It's Jade Autumn.
Yeah, and there's...
She's three.
Yes, and she speaks with angelic tongue. So please,
yes,
they work through her. So in time, when she says sentences, then please listen in to her, because she is actually the vessel or linked to the connection of the angelic world, who are your family in heaven. So...
Ah! Thank you.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. And music, okay?
Yes.
Oh, how gorgeous.
Yes.
So, blessings, Sherry. Thank you for coming on with us. Folks,
thank you.
Again,
thank you both.
Blessings. Have a wonderful day. So, folks, again, this is our very gifted and divine vessel, Maudie Fowler, and with her, Gail Hunt, who have in partnership written a number of books, 6 books, and the most recent one is Angel Whispers, which is available for you now. How is this in the bookstores or on Amazon?
It's in Barnes & Noble and Books A Million and Park Road Books here in Charlotte.
Okay, so run out to your local bookstore. You can find Angel Whispers by Maudie Fowler and Gail Hunt, and they are also on the internet on YouTube. So go on to YouTube and look up M-A-U-D-Y, Maudie Fowler is F-O-W-L-E-R, to see her and Gail in action and the gifts that they're bringing to the world. Ladies, what a blessing to have you here. And you know what? I am just so moved that which we call God has just orchestrated this whole thing. I'm just honored. My hair just standing on him right now. Everybody, we're all little porcupines in the room. Everybody like, chill.
That was incredible.
Yes. So, you know what? In closing of this show, folks, and in the tone of giving, I want to remind you that this show is not being supported by any corporations and any businesses or government in any way, that we are completely dependent on the income that comes in by divine guidance. Okay, so your donations and contributions are absolutely appreciated. It's what keeps this show alive. We are going to hold a little fundraiser next month, because we'll be moving to the higher regular rate, okay? And so we're just going to be expecting for the divine to do whatever needs to be done to bring that absolute support and abundance. Bless you for your giving. We are going to close the show today with a word and blessing through angelic tongues, if you'll just tune in. And be like a sponge. Ashahi naye isha katabariese. Yisha kanomani osho koye inamai. Ye inananani asatai. Le se isho kono o yoshia shanamani isa. Yasaka namani isa tadai. Yashoko namani osoto. Yosoke. Blessings in your heart. And until next week, walk sacred. If you would like to make a donation to help keep the Dr. Leslie Show on the air, we receive your help with humility and deepest gratitude. Thank you for giving. Your giving opens you to richly receive into your life. If you'd like to advertise or donate to help this show, check out our website, bridgeholistichealing.com. That's Bridge, Holistic with an H, healing.com. Or for more info, call me on 980-202-1055. That's 980-202-1055. Brothers and sisters, remember, you are loved. All is well, and you are never alone. See you next week on the Dr. Leslie Show.